Hi, this is Beaches with Radio Statler with some pre-recorded content for you. I'm sitting here. What's your name? Could you please introduce yourself for our guests?
Sure. I'm the Cheshire Catalyst, also known as Richard Cheshire in some circles. And I've been to Every Hope since the first one in 1994.
That's phenomenal and amazing. So, obviously, you coming to the First Hope, you had to have heard about it. So, I'm assuming that you've been reading 2600 for a very long time, too? Or
before there was 2600, there was a newsletter called TAP, the Technological Assistance Program. I published that. I was, in fact, the last editor of TAP. And being a very bad businessman, it had to die in my arms, and I apologize for that profusely. But when 2600 took off or was started, I was grateful because at least somebody was picking it up, picking up the concept of share the knowledge and starting to get the word out. I felt grateful to them for doing that.
Awesome. So so TAP, obviously, when did you start publishing TAP?
Well, I didn't start TAP. TAP was started by a phone freak who called himself Al Bell. And he worked with the Yippies, the Youth International Party. And in fact, they first started the newsletter under the title YIPL, Youth International Party Line, which was a goof on the telephone company's version of Party Line, where you would have a telephone line extended from rural communities all the way out to the last farm on the road, and then everybody between there and the community would hook an extension on it, and Central would give you what your ring was, one long, two short, or... three short, one long, whatever, and they would turn the crank for the number of rings to let you know that you had a phone call, and then people along the party line could pick up and listen. It was naughty, but people did it. And so goofing on party lines and the Youth International Party, that's what they named the newsletter. Well, a couple of years later, Al Bell took a look at the newsletter and said, what's all this political crap doing in my technical newsletter? Picked up his marbles, ran up Broadway, and opened the offices for TAP. By the time I got there in 77, Al Bell had left, and a fellow who called himself Tom Edison from New Jersey had taken over the publication. And I was just looking around the place and helping to paste up the magazine, newsletter really, and I noticed on the page opposite the article I had written about telex hacking was an article about Inmarsat and how to spoof the voice circuits so you can call ships at sea by the Maritime Communications Satellite. Uh-oh. I was talking to the ships at sea via Marisat on the telex circuits, but using a name that was known to ComSat General, the owners and operators of Marisat. I'd better change my name. Oh, remember that name I came up with in high school chemistry? The Cheshire Catalyst? Since then, I've been the Cheshire Catalyst.
Well, that's phenomenal. That's a hell of a story. So I guess you got started in freaking, right?
Yeah. When I was 12, I lived in Rochester, New York. My dad, of course, worked for Eastman Kodak, the great yellow father, but he worked trick work. He'd work days, then nights, then midnights. And when he worked midnights, he had the old four-prong telephone plug to unplug the telephone so it wouldn't wake him. Well, I would take the telephone down to the dining room where I was doing my homework, and I found that if I took alligator clips and clipped it to the speakers of the radio, I could hear the WBBF, the rock and roll station, through the handset of the telephone while working on my homework. If I heard my mother coming, just hang up the phone. That, of course, the hook switched. No sound came out, and it didn't get caught. That's how I started with telephones.
That's awesome. So, that's just great. Just getting to play around with stuff and figuring stuff out.
That's the whole hacker idea, is to, how does that work again? And just going in, checking the logic of what they say about it and what it appears to be doing. Remember that the manual is always the last thing to get updated. So it may be telling you something that is no longer accurate, and it's figuring out how to make it do what you want to do. That is part of the hacker program, of just the intellectual challenge of making things work.
So what have you been doing at Hope this year?
Well, I gave a talk on what elements to put into a .mobi website. I consider .mobi to be the .com of mobile devices, phones and tablets and such. My thing is making websites that are accessible to old feature phones, not just the smartphones of today and tomorrow. The phone networks used to have, the telephones themselves used to have a touchtone dial on the front of the phone. And if you press a button, you could actually make a menu choice. One of my websites, yn61.mobi, for Yuri's Night, Yuri Gagarin's launch was in 1961. It's a .mobi site. So first you choose a number for North America, then the number for the United States, and then I had a problem. 50 states plus assorted territories. How do I get that down to a 0 to 9 menu choice so I could use the buttons on the phone to make the choice? So the question becomes, what is the first digit of your zip code? That is a 0 to 9 menu choice. After that, the rest is easy.
That's very inventive. I like it.
Thank you.
What happens if somebody doesn't know what zip code they're in, though?
Well, each of the numbers has a list of states within that zip code designation. One is Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York. Two for D.C., Virginia, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome. That's really cool, and I really appreciate I know feature phones are probably not as prevalent as they once were, but making things as accessible as possible is really something that we should really strive for, because everybody should be able to gather and collect and look at knowledge and be
That's
able to learn.
Idea. I do not believe in apps. To run an app, you need an operating system on your phone, iOS or Android. I do web pages only because any phone with a web browser of any kind can then receive the information. And my thing is share the knowledge.
I love it. That's phenomenal. So aside from giving your presentation, which I'm sure, I assume it went very well.
It did. Yes, it did. And I was also on the panel for the social engineering panel. They traditionally have me on that. My reputation precedes me on some of that. I told of some of my adventures on Marisat, the maritime communication satellite, and not even my best stories, but people seem to like them.
So what else have you been up to aside from obviously being on panels and talks?
Well, these days I am retired. I am collecting my Roosevelt care, which is to say Social Security. And I live in Florida near the Space Center, the Canaveral Spaceport. And so on any given launch day, you can usually find me in Space View Park in Titusville, Florida. And anybody who goes to the Orlando resorts and then finds out there's a launch on, well, they go to Google, they try and find a launch viewing site. The webpage I've set up, spaceviewpark.com, usually comes up, or something similar that reminds them that there is launch audio that is promised for the site. And I take a guitar amplifier with me and hook it up to my phone, or if it's a NASA launch, I can hook up my home TV set and just pull channel 68.3 off the air from the local college station, which is NASA TV, and use that to provide launch audio. Trying to enhance that experience is part of what I'm doing. Of course, again, it's share the knowledge.
I'm so glad to hear that. I think you've been on Radio Statler several times before at this point.
Yes, because Radio Statler helps us share the knowledge. I support that.
And we love having you on and helping you share the knowledge.
Thank you much.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Yes. If you have a website, be sure to come up with a fave icon for it. Faveicon.ico should be the name of your icon. It can be any bitmap image. Just change .bmp to .ico. Drop it into the index directory for your homepage, and the web browsers will do the rest. In the tab, when your webpage shows up, it should show that icon along with the title of your webpage, and the title is what the bookmark will use to show what that page is. If you then tell your phone, save this page to my home screen, that icon will be the icon used on your home screen to show that particular page. YN61 is a good example of that. Copa.mobi, my website for the World Cup this year, will also do that. In 1971, I was stationed in Germany. I went to a soccer match and realized this is the world's game. So in 1994, they came around the Atlanta, Florida area looking for volunteers for this World Cup thing. And I'm thinking, good grief, what American in his right mind is going to volunteer for? Wait a minute, I'm not in my right mind. Hello. So I went down to volunteer. And, of course, the first question, what can you do, kid? Oh, I'm a bit of a computer hacker. Oh. EDS is running computers here. We have computer people of the proverbial. What else can you do? Well, I'm a ham radio operator. Kid, have I got a job for you. I became the chief radio operator at the Citrus Bowl for the World Cup. Much fun. And to keep my hand in, I put up a website every 4 years, and now it's got the permanent web address of copa.mobi, copa.mobi. And I just go visit the site. You'll see how I do it. It's not that impressive, but I'm hoping to sell it to somebody who wants to have their own branded World Cup website. Couldn't find any sponsors this year, but I'm hoping for the future, so I kept it up after every goal got updated, and hoping to do that. But the icons are important because it helps direct people to the website once they save it onto your phone.
that's a great PSA and something that's really, really handy. I save stuff to my home screen all the time, and it's great because what ends up happening is it acts almost like an app where it opens it up in whatever your browser is, and it's just, you don't have to install anything. Everything just works, and as long as stuff works nicely in a browser, it's beautiful.
That's the idea.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and this will get posted later. And we love having you on, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2 years, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I hope to be here in 2 years. That's CheshireCatalyst.com. My email address is on there, too. Drop me an email. Say hi.
All right. Thank you very much.